It's good to be back this afternoon. Amen. Good to see each of you here. We're thankful to God for his many blessings and to be able to be back this afternoon. And certainly was good this morning. Had a great crowd. And it's what man calls Mother's Day. We should love our mothers every day.
Amen.
And so that's a wonderful thing. If you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, you're an honored guest of the audience, and we want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. But if you don't believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died, you'll never obey it because you don't believe it. And if you believed it, you would obey it because Amen. You love him. Amen. What he did is gave his life. He gave his son, and his son gave his life for you. And there's no greater love than the one that Jesus hung, suffered for you. And there's no more disrespect than people not to obey him after all he's done. And therefore, those who don't obey won't get to see his face in peace and will not hear him say, well done, because they disrespected him. And then so you must believe that with all of your heart and repent of your sins, confess Jesus to be the Son of God, then be baptized for the remission of your sins. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord adds you to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. This lesson this afternoon is short, but I want to say, after preaching the many years I've preached, and I guess there comes a time in your life where some things hit you. You may have said before over and over, but this one has really been a blessing to me. I stumbled over this in with ministerial students studying on Thursday nights. And upon my personal studies, I realized the depth of this thought. And Paul said it in Philippians chapter 3, and I preached it many times before, we never put emphasis on this piece. And so for a few minutes, I want to share this with you in a slow pace mode so that you can, hopefully it'll bless you as it done. I've been living it ever since I preached it and came to me. And that is, Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, this is part 2 of it, and he says, brethren, I count, chapter 3, verse 13, I count.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Apprehended. Now. But he said, now this is the part I want to hone in on. He said, but this one thing,
but this one thing I do.
This is it right here.
Forgetting
the
those
one
things.
Thing I do is the one thing I haven't done in my life. And if we all do this one thing, every day is better. Because this is a point of emphasis that I have never preached myself or heard anyone preaching. This one thing I do. So here's how it worked. Now, I did it last week. Part one was more on forgiveness. And so here's God. Can y'all see that? Okay. And here's the life of a person. And let's say this person is you. This is a soul. The person is a soul. It's a soul. They're born, they'll live till they die. Y'all seen this many times before, but putting some emphasis on something different this time. So as we live life, we get to a point of life where it's now, what I call the now time, or we call present. This is our past. Now, last week I talked about why God, here's another person, the other person has a life. They were born, and they live till they die. And here's their now time, or present. Here's their past. So when God gave his son, he gave his son to forgive your past, the whole, all of it. And what God, this is part one, you can go back and get the CD for the details of it. But all I was teaching was, God is saying, I forgave you everything that you done in your past. And if you then cannot forgive the other soul everything they done to you that's now in your past, then I'm not forgiving you. Because the same requirement to forgive your past was my son on the cross. His blood was shed to forgive your past, and how dare you not forgive the past of another soul? Because it cost the same price to forgive this soul as it did yours. So God is saying, and this is what we looked at last week, your heavenly Father will not forgive you if you can't forgive others. Now, the concept is that Paul says forgetting those things in the past. God wants to forgive it. And we say, well, Brother Brooks, God wants me to forgive it, but I can't forget it. That's not what he's not saying. Forget as in loss of memory. But this forget means neglect. Neglect to carry it into your present. See, some people cannot live forward, cannot live in their present because they're living in their past. And they're hurting right now because of their past. And God is saying, what I do for you is forgive your past. Now, there are some who can't forgive their past. Therefore, they're not going to forgive the past of others. Okay. And when you get this, you got to look at what's going on with you right now. Because this is your future. You can only deal with right now. So what happens, people bring their past into their present, and now they start worrying, they got problems, they can't forgive, they start causing problems, they don't want to cut up because you're dealing with your past. Now, when I talk about this, as many of you have not forgiven your own self in your past, and that's why you're not going to have, you're not going to be successful in forgiving others because you can't even forgive your own self.
Amen.
Now, so that's part one. That's just a recap. So you got a past life, a past pain. And a past pain has to be treated. And if it's not treated, then that past pain going to be in your present because it has not been treated. Now, it's a past pain, a past life, and the others. So forgiveness is always something that was done in the past. So if somebody done something to you in the foyer on the way walking in, that's in your past now. That's not in your present. They didn't just do it right now. They did it in your past. Y'all follow me? And so now the part two of this is that, and that was Matthew 18 where he said your fathers will not forgive you. That's what we did last. Now, part two of this series, it may become a series because it's some points you want to write right down here. Our past is always an unchangeable experience. Let me say it one more time. Our past is always
an unchangeable
experience.
Can't change it.
You can't undo it. You can't change it. You can't redo it. You can't correct it. You can't make it better. You can't make it worse because the past is an unchangeable experience. Now, write this one. The future is nothing but a reach. That's why Paul said, I go back to Philippians 3:13.
Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend. But this one thing I do.
One thing I do.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
I'm going to neglect to bring this into my present. I'm going to neglect it. I'm not going to let that. This is not memory. This is that word neglect. Forgetting, that means neglect it. Cease it. You can't bring it into your present. Now, watch what he says. But he says.
And reaching.
Now I got to reach.
Forth.
So when I look at my future is a reach. That's not your present. Your present is now. Your future is a reach.
But reaching forth.
And he's talking in terms of running a race. So if I'm on the life race. And I'm trying to get to the finish. Now, you ever seen when runners get to the finish line? They reach at the end. They reach and trying to get across. So our everyday we live, the future is only a reach, but you are never in the future by reaching.
Correct.
Am I the only one hitting this?
Y'all, no, I
see,
got
y'all,
it.
See, y'all get me? Y'all see me?
I see it.
Come, come, come on. Well, come a little closer so you can hear.
I'm here.
Thank you. Our future is a reach, but watch this. It's an untouchable in the present. You with me?
Okay.
So so the future is in a reach, but it's untouchable right now. You can't touch the future now because you're always in the now time.
Correct.
Let's wait 1 second. We're in that past. That's in the past. Past. Take another second. Past. I'm never in the future. I'm always in the now. So if I die right now, I'm going to always die in the present. I'm never going to die in the future. Y'all missing my point, man. I'm telling you, this is one of the greatest sermons that ever helped my life. Because what I do now is every time I want to, something's getting ready to trouble me for my past, I start thinking, that ain't right now, Tommy. It ain't right now. You all right. You all right. You all right, Tom. What about one more? No, not yet. That's right. I can't deal with tomorrow because, see, some of us, we spasmic. What happened back here? Oh, Lord, what am I going to do about tomorrow? And so I'm spasming, and God is saying, no, hold on. Stop. God is saying, you ain't got no future. All you got is
the present. Now.
Now, if I want to stop taking pills and sleep at night, and I've been doing good because I came with a concept, when I'm laying in my bed, this ain't November the 8th. Y'all, don't come on up here with Brother Brooks and stay with me where I'm trying to get you to see, because it'll bless your life. I'm telling you, go to sleep. Now ain't yesterday. I'm gonna finish quick today, but it'll be going. Listen, make my quotes. Always in the present. Leaving an experience. We always in the present leaving a experience. Okay. In Matthew 6, Jesus said it like this. Who you were while ago may not be who you are right now. So when you lose character, and you start looking at yourself right now because of something in the past, then you go back to before the event. Who was I before the event, and why that event changed me now? Because that event is controlling my present. The past event is controlling my present. Because I wasn't like that then. So this event is controlling my IE. I can't speak to you. I don't like you because of a past experience that's not in my present. And because I'm living in the past, my present is miserable.
Is affected.
Now watch this. You can paradigm shift it and change it. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6.
What verse?
Briefly, verse 25. I just got a couple of verses this afternoon.
Therefore I say unto you.
Now watch what it is. Well, then this is the master talking. Take no thought for your life.
What you shall eat.
What you going to eat. Now what is he talking about life? See the lifeline? But I got to think about what I'm going to eat out here. He said, don't know. He said, take no
thought for your life.
You know, we got a plan to set goals. That ain't what I'm talking about. We're talking about thought. It's talking about how you calm your mind down. Take no thought
For your life.
For your life.
What you shall eat.
What you gonna eat.
Or what you shall
what
drink.
What you gonna drink.
Nor yet for your body.
Hurry.
What you shall put on.
Hurry.
Is not the life more than meat?
Yeah, read.
And the body than raiment?
Yeah, read.
Behold, the fowls of the air.
And then he said, now look at the birds.
For they sow not.
Now, the birds got a life. The bird got a life from birth to death. But the bird don't do like us.
For they sow not.
The bird don't worry about yesterday.
Neither do they reap.
They ain't doing nothing about the future.
Nor gather into barns.
See?
Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
God is saying to us, Jesus saying, God is the one that's going to take care of you right now. You don't have to worry about right now, because you're in God's presence right now. Which as long as I stand God's presence and always in the now time, I'm always okay, because I'm always with God, and God has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not talking about in your past, because he was there then. He's not talking about in your future, because he's going to be there then. You can't do what he do. But you can live right now with God in your presence, and he's saying, the birds do it. Read.
Are ye not much better than they?
Yeah, I am.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic?
Here it comes back to the mind.
Unto his stature.
What you go, all this worrying and stuff you doing, what is going to do for you? Read.
And why take ye thought for raiment?
Uh-huh.
Consider the lilies of the field.
Right, read.
How they grow.
Uh-huh, read.
They toil not.
Yeah.
Neither do they spin.
Right, read on.
And yet I say unto you,
uh-huh,
that even Solomon,
uh-huh,
in all his glory,
it, read,
was not arrayed like one of these.
Read.
Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today,
today is present. He said, today is, and
tomorrow is cast into the oven.
Okay, read.
Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye
of little faith?
Of little faith.
Therefore take no thought.
What shall we eat tomorrow?
What shall we drink? What we gonna do?
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
Yeah, read.
For after all these things,
uh-huh,
do the Gentiles seek.
Read on.
For your heavenly Father,
yeah,
knoweth,
uh-huh,
that you have need.
All right, read on.
Of all these things.
Read on.
But seek ye first,
uh-huh,
the kingdom of God,
uh-huh,
and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all these things.
Now we read that before.
Shall be added unto you.
Now what? 34.
Take therefore no thought.
What?
Take therefore no thought.
Now he's saying, take no thought. Take therefore no thought. Here we are.
For the morrow.
The present. And Jesus then says,
for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
This is future. Tomorrow. Future. Right? Past. Now, he says no thought. Zero. Take no thought.
Take therefore no thought for the things for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
Watch what he said. Now here comes the now time.
Sufficient.
All we can handle.
Until the day is the evil thereof.
All we can handle is now. And many of us, including myself, our stresses and our worries and our problems are related to past experiences and future wants. And 90% of the time, we're going to be all right in the now.
Amen.
That can something happen tragically right now? Yes. But who's with us?
God.
There it is. James 4, 13, read. I'm just going to give y'all these few things. This is all I wanted to do today. This is what just gave me, I'm sleeping pretty good.
James 4, 13.
Trying to help you. 4:13. Look what he says.
Go to now.
Go to now.
Ye that say.
James 1:3.
4:13.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow.
There it is again.
We will go into such a city.
Today is now. Tomorrow is the future. Read.
And continue there a year.
Okay, read on.
And buy and sell and get gain.
He said, don't even go out there a year. Read.
Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow.
What? What he's saying is, you stay right in the present and don't go out there because you don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. For what is your life?
It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanishes away.
Life is vanishing, and what God is telling us to do is live in the present. Now, so what do I do about my past? You got to take something, do something with this experience. You got to use this experience. And I'm going to tell you, children of God, when we don't use our experience to bring God glory, shame on us. Get Romans 5. Here's what do I do with my past? I can't live in it. You telling me I can't live? I'm not. No, you can't live in it. But God has done something for you that he expects you to do for that other soul. Remember, you got to forgive that other soul, and he's going to give you something in your present that happened in your future. He's going to fix it in your present, and you will help somebody else because it's now in their present. Listen to what he says in Romans 5:1-2.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God,
through our Lord Jesus Christ,
by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand.
Okay, read on.
And rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Okay, read on.
And not only so.
Now, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so.
But we glory in tribulations also.
Now, tribulation, here they are. This is a past experience. This is a pain. A tribulation, something that happened in your past. But now that's in your past. Here's your present. He said, we glory in tribulation. Read.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience.
Patience. Read.
And patience experience.
Now there it is. So because I waited on God, now I had to get through this path right here. Now I have an experience. Read.
An experience hope.
Now our experience gives me hope for a future. Hope that is seen and not hope at all. The future is not seen. We have hope based on the experience. Now watch what happens. If I don't take the death of my loved one, if I don't take that experience and use it to bring glory to God. Because that's why he gave me the experience. Now that's why I got the memory. Get 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm closing. Somebody ought to see y'all and be in no hurry. Thank you. Verse 3.
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Watch this. Now, this is to the Christian who say you want to give God glory, but you don't want to deal with your pain. And if you don't deal with your pain, you're not giving God no glory. Listen to what he said. But God... Blessed be God, even Father our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercy, and God of our what?
What verse, Tommy?
Verse 3, 2 Corinthians 1:3.
Okay, blessed be God,
yeah,
even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
right, read,
the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort,
yeah,
who comforted us in all our tribulation.
You remember tribulation, you had to wait through the tribulation to get to have patience, wait through it and get the experience. You see that? Now, who was comforting you during your tribulation?
God.
God. So, every time, if the tribulation is in my presence, still, God is the one. Oh, I'm just running out of board, ain't I? Well, this is good. Ain't it so good? So, God is bringing me comfort in every case during the pain, when I look back on it, it was God in that present time comforting me. Got it? Okay, watch what he says.
Who comforted us in all our tribulations.
All of them.
That.
Here's the purpose now.
That.
I'm going to comfort you.
That.
That you.
We may be able.
To
comfort them which are in any trouble.
This is the same thing with this. If you can't give this person path, you can't deal. As a child of God, we have a past experience. And God said, I need you to know in your present time, it was me that got you through. I gave you comfort. Now I expect you to use what I gave you and give this person comfort.
that we may be able.
You use what I gave you to forgive them like I forgave you. I expect you to give them comfort like I gave you comfort. But you don't want to deal with your pain. That's what it is. Because you don't want to deal with your pain, you can't bring no glory to God. Because you got to deal with pain.
Amen.
Here's an analogy we heard the other day. You take a deep wound, and if all of you ever had deep wounds, they will tell you they'll pack that wound. They'll pack it. Mm-hmm. And my sister had a wound like this in her hip, and it took months, but they had to take that package, dig all that infection out of that deep wound, dig it all down out of there, get the infection out. Then they had to take some packing, gauze, or antibiotics, and stuff in it. And then every so often, they had to go in there and pull all that packing out. And it was painful. It made her cry. But she had to deal with the pain in order to heal. She had to deal with the pain. And sometimes we got to deal with the pain. And many of us can't live good in the present because we ain't never dealt with our pain.
Amen.
And because you ain't dealt with the pain, if you unpack that thing and keep packing it, it's going to heal from the inside out. If you don't heal from the inside out, it's covered up like ain't no pain, but it's pain deep down.
Amen.
God is saying, if I dig in there, if we don't get this pain out, it's going to infect you. And you ain't going to never forgive nobody because you ain't never had your forgiveness. Your pain of forgiveness doesn't allow you to forgive anyone else because it's been packed up. You got to unpack it. Take the pain. In other words, here's what they tell us in grief. You got to lean into your pain. That's the same thing Paul was saying. You got to reach. You got to go and face it. You face it right now with God.
Amen.
God said, I'll bring you comfort. Now, when you unpack it and it doesn't heal from the inside out and it's just a scar, you can touch it. But it don't hurt. Because it's just a memory now. And no matter what you say, you can't take me back in my past because it don't hurt no more.
I see it.
Yeah, and some of you are going to run. See what they're doing? You're running from the pain. I don't want to face it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear nothing about it. No. See, children of God want to deal with it with God, get the experience, and then change the life of the other person. You say, man, I know I've been there, done that, brother. That's my memory. But it don't hurt me no more because guess what I did? I dealt with my pain. Divorce, marriages. Drug, past lives, past pains, past mistakes, past failures, past trauma that you never dealt with. Most people are post-traumatic. They're in a stress disorder because they live in their past and not in their present. If you can have been raped, hurt, unforgiven, talked about, called ugly, stepped on, bullied. Whatever happened is always in your
past.
It's never in your
future,
present. Because you don't know about it until it happened. Make sense?
It's an experience.
You can't say, I know. Somebody says, well, I know what you're going through. No, if you ain't never lost no wife, you don't know. Folks just say stuff. Well, I know what you're going through. How do you know? You ain't got that experience. I don't know what it feels like to be divorced. I'm going to tell somebody else, well, I know what you feel like to be divorced. No, I don't. I don't have no experience being divorced. And I couldn't have talked about this. Only reason I can talk about this on this level because I got a different experience.
You got experience.
But I'm going to tell you what Brother Briscoe did. I'm going to take everything from it and bless somebody else with it.
Amen.
The steps I'm going through. Sorrow, the present day it happens. Sorrow, shock, sorrow. Shock, the day of present. Sorrow. Struggling. Why now? Why me? Well, Why? Only reason I'm saying why now, why me? Because I'm over here still. When I get right here, it's not why me, why. It's just I'm okay right now. That was then. Now, once I get myself together right here in the present God is saying, take that and sanctify yourself from the past. Separate from this event and use this and look back and look what I did for you and then tell somebody else. You tell somebody else. And this is what Paul was saying. That you may be able to comfort others. What am I teaching? A few things I'm teaching. God expect us to take our tribulations and our experiences.
That we may be able to comfort them
to use,
which are in any trouble.
To help others. That's what he wants us to do. Because when we give him credit, he gets the glory. Then it says this. It's in our prison. Bring glory with God to God with your past. It's now in your prison. And only trust him now and in the future. You have no control over the future. You got to trust God now because you have no future. Verse 10, drop down there, verse 12. And who delivered us from so great...
Who delivered us from so great,
so great a death
and doeth deliver.
In whom we trust.
In whom we trust.
Y'all see that?
That
right
he
there?
Will yet deliver
y'all
us.
Y'all see that? Here you go. Here's the event. He does deliver. What do you say?
Who delivered us.
He delivered.
From.
He delivered.
Us from. So great a death.
Right. Read.
And do it deliver.
He do it. That's now. He's delivering you right now.
In whom we trust.
And now, what's the future?
That he will
the
yet.
This is based on this person in their present trusting.
He will yet deliver us.
That's future. He's going to do it out there. Y'all get it?
Mm-hmm.
He delivered you right there. You okay right now. He delivered you. So now he's saying, I'm delivering you right now, and you don't know where I'm delivering you. You're telling me, well, I didn't get the job. God might have delivered you from losing your life. And you complaining because you didn't get what you asked for. But we don't know what we need. And he said, I'm delivering you now. You don't even know what I'm doing. But when you learn, when you see what I did, I expect you to bless somebody else with it. Say, man, I, nobody but God got me through that. Amen, somebody. I look back on nobody but God. He delivered. Amen, somebody. He said, what you going to do, brother? I'm going to wait on him till next time. And what I'm going to do. Because he's going to do it again. I trust he'll do it again. Yeah. That's part two. Part three next week.
Amen.
Part three will be more like, who are you now? Who are you then? And who God see in you right now? That's next week. That's good enough.
Amen.
Y'all get out of the lesson. Huh? One thing do. Live in the now.
Present.
Do not neglect.
Live in the past.
Live in the past. Forget what I mean. Neglect to bring that past into your now.
Present.
And you have less stress. Do you trust God about tomorrow? Go lay down. Don't start talking about what I'm going to do and all that. You only say if it the Lord's will. Because I have no control over what happened in my past. I have no control over what's going to happen in the future. I'm totally dependent on God right now, every second of my life. And as I live through life, I'm reaching, but I'm never touching. Because you can't touch the future. You just reach for it. Now, that's good preaching. You don't have to have a doctorate degree to do it. Just simple common sense stuff. So you here today. Where are you at today with God? Are you okay? Are you living in your past? Have you dealt with your pain? Are you running from the pain? God don't want you to run from it. He wants you to face it head on, deal with your pain, and then treat the pain, treat it with God's word, treat it with the word of God, treat it with him, and when God heal you, you heal. All it is a memory. And then he said, take the memory and bless that other person.
Amen.
And when you bless them, be sure to give me the glory. You give me the glory. Because you ain't going to take another step forward unless I say so. You don't wake up unless I say so. You don't breathe unless I say so. You don't get up unless I say so. You don't walk unless I say so. You don't make it home unless I say so. You don't go to work unless I say so. You don't make money unless I say so. You don't eat unless I say so. So what I want you to do right now is just trust me. And when you trust me, you say, if it's the Lord's will. That's it. One thing I do. Boy, this has blessed my life. I'm telling you. I don't know about y'all. But even with this being Mother's Day, I send my kids a text. I said, Liv, we all right right now. You're all right right now. You're okay. Focus on the positive. Stay in the present. Don't go in the past. Just live right now, today. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. So the thing I shout to him this morning, live here. Today we all right. It's just what they call Mother's Day, but we all right. There you go. Now, is that going to take away my memory?
No.
But is that going to ease my pain? Because I ain't living November 8th. I'm living May the 12th. And May the 12th ain't November the 8th. November the 8th is memory. And I'm taking it, that experience, and helping you with it. That's what God expects. So those Christians who run from it, you can't bring God no glory. You had a marriage, a nasty divorce, a nasty situation. You can't bring God no glory till you deal with your pain. Amen. And then you can start telling everybody how good God was to you. Amen. You didn't die. You still all right. Amen, somebody. Yeah. If you're here tonight, you're not a Christian. You're in a bad place. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Why? Today is all you got. And to be saved, you must hear God. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. His son hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary. And because he hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary, he expects us to love him. Love him for suffering. Love him for bleeding. Love him for hanging on the cross. And when you love him, you'll give your life to him. Because all you got is now, and you ain't here by yourself. You here because of the grace and mercy of God, and you might not make it tomorrow, but you can't say God wasn't fair because God gave you time and God gave you chance. And when God gave you chance, it happens to all. That's called time. And as long as you got time, you have chance. So what you do with today, you do something about it. You believe Jesus hung, bled, and died. You repent of your sin. You confess Jesus to be the Son of God. You get baptized right now as commanded by our Lord. And he'll add you to the church of Christ, the only church in the Bible. If you keep living in your past, you're going to die like that. And Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come. You got to be baptized for the remission of sin. And then the Lord added to the church of Christ. Then all of us in the church learn to live in the present and bless people with our past experience. So that's what we do. Live in the present, bless them with the past. And here's what you do. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just deal with right now. And you get off that lorazepam. Whatever they call it. That's the one I was taking. Amen. Anybody need to come to the Lord this evening? Anybody need prayer? Anybody need forgiveness? Anybody need to let go of your past? Maybe you need to forgive yourself right where you're at. Just forgive yourself. If you need to forgive somebody, do it. If you need to stop living in your past, do it. You can repent right where you are and say, Lord, I ain't doing that no more. I'm not doing it. Sometimes we just need to ask everybody, you know, if I've done something to you, you know, forgive me. Just forgive me, because we don't want to live in the past, y'all. Live in the what? In the present. Maybe you need prayer. Why don't we get baptized? Maybe you want to get asked for prayer. Maybe you just want to sit where you are and ask God to help you. You can do that. We want to pray with you, pray for you. We got a song of encouragement. You can do it as together. We stand and sing.